Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. India terms US decision to impose 50% tariffs on its imports unreasonable and unjustified. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh assures government will not let the country suffer. Russia launches massive drone strikes on Ukrainian energy infrastructures across six regions. China rejects US call for trilateral talks on nuclear disarmament with Russia. Denmark summons top US diplomat over report of alleged covert American influence operations in Greenland. And at Asian Shooting Championships in Kazakhstan, India leads overall tally with 75 medals so far, including 40 gold. India has termed the US decision to impose 50% tariffs on its imports unreasonable and unjustified. Replying to a media query on the issue on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh stressed that the economy is strong enough and the government will not let the country suffer.
Our economy is very strong. We will definitely not let our country suffer. We are taking appropriate steps that it does not harm our economy. The world is always changing. The political climate, the investment climate, it always changes. And we are well prepared to meet up with any eventuality. Our economy is growing, is strong, resilient, and we will match and meet these coming challenges.
Meanwhile, talking to Akashvani on the issue, CEO and Secretary General PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Dr. Ranjit Mehta said, the country has thrived on adversity and this is the time for it to look for alternative markets.
India has always thrived on adversity. So therefore, this is the time for India to look for alternative markets, to look for diversity. I think within these challenges, we have to look for opportunities. Indian economy is very, very resilient and our macroeconomic indicators are very, very powerful.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Japan and China from tomorrow. During his Japan visit on the 29th and 30th of this month, Prime Minister Modi will hold the 15th India-Japan annual summit with his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Japan visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Japan visit is expected to give a new roadmap to India-Japan partnership. Ambassador of India to Japan, C.B. George, said that both nations prioritizing high-end technology and supply chain resilience. Semiconductors are at the heart of new initiatives aimed at boosting bilateral cooperation in critical and emerging technologies.
India is focusing a lot on semiconductors in India now, and same is the case with Japan. So we have a complementarity in our relationship in the semiconductor sector. So we see progress.
The ambassador said that India-Japan relationship has seen complete transformation in last 10 years. Currently, 1,500 Japanese companies are operating in India and the goal is to turn them into 15,000 success stories.
What we need is a quantum leap in our relationship when it comes to business relationship, and that is what we are working on. I'm sure that the momentum which we have now, we would be able to achieve a quantum leap in our relationship at every sphere.
The ambassador highlighted that India and Japan have seen significant progress in their relationship at every level, every spectrum. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Finland is a valued partner in the European Union. Both leaders discussed ways to strengthen cooperation in key sectors such as trade, technology and sustainability. They exchanged perspectives on the ongoing efforts for peaceful resolution of the conflict in Ukraine. Russia launched a massive drone attack on energy and gas transport infrastructure across six Ukrainian regions overnight. According to media reports, Russian forces significantly damaged gas transport infrastructure in Poltava region and struck equipment at one of the key substations in the Sumy region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the attacks left more than 1 lakh people without power in the Poltava, Sumy and Chernihiv regions. Ukraine's energy ministry said Kharkiv region was also hit overnight, as were the regions of Zaporizhia and Donetsk. India has said the killing of journalists in Khan Yunis, Gaza, is shocking and deeply regrettable. In response to media queries regarding the loss of lives of journalists, the Ministry of External Affairs said the Israeli authorities have already instituted an investigation in this case. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. China said today that it will not join nuclear disarmament talks with the United States and Russia, rejecting President Donald Trump's call for trilateral negotiations. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Kuo Chia-kun said it is neither reasonable nor realistic to expect China's participation due to unequal nuclear capabilities. Mr. Kuo said the countries with the largest nuclear arsenal should earnestly fulfill their special and primary responsibility for nuclear disarmament. According to 2024 data from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, the United States holds 3,708 nuclear warheads and Russia 4,380. China has 500, up from 410 in 2023. Japan's foreign ministry has lodged a protest against China over the construction of a new structure in the East China Sea. The ministry confirmed that the structure is on China's side of the median line, dividing the two nations. Despite a 2008 agreement on joint gas fields development, talks have since stalled and China continues unilateral development. Venezuela's Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino has announced the deployment of military drones and naval vessels to patrol the nation's Caribbean coastline. The move comes amid growing tension with the United States, which recently dispatched a naval force near Venezuelan waters, citing anti-drug operations. Mr. Padrino confirmed the use of larger vessels in northern territorial waters and a significant drone presence. Denmark's foreign minister has summoned the top U.S. diplomat in Copenhagen after reports surfaced of covert American operations in Greenland. Danish broadcaster DR reported alleged attempts by U.S. citizens to infiltrate Greenlandic society and promote secession from Denmark. Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen called such interference unacceptable. The incident has deeply unsettled Danes, especially amid past remarks from U.S. President Donald Trump, suggesting the U.S. could seize Greenland by force. In Afghanistan, at least 25 people were killed and 27 others injured when a passenger bus overturned in the Arghandi area near Kabul this morning. According to Interior Ministry spokesman Abdul Mateen Khani, reckless driving caused the crash on the highway linking Kandahar to Kabul. At the ongoing Asian Championships at Chimkent in Kazakhstan, India is leading the overall tally with 75 medals so far, including 40 gold, 18 silver and 17 bronze. Indian shooter Anish Bhanwala today clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event. In the junior division, the men's 50-meter pistol team event won the gold medal, while trap mixed team event secured the silver. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India terms U.S. decision to impose 50% tariffs on its imports unreasonable and unjustified. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh assures government will not let the country suffer. Russia launches massive drone strikes on Ukrainian energy infrastructures across six regions. China rejects U.S. call for trilateral talks on nuclear disarmament with Russia. Denmark summons top U.S. diplomat over report of alleged covert American influence operations in Greenland. And at Asian Shooting Championships in Kazakhstan, India leads overall tally with 75 medals so far, including 40 gold. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.